This is Tom Warren, inviting you to take a few moments out of your busy day and study with us from the Bible. This is 5 Gospel Minutes. We hope that you will study with us day by day, that you will carefully and sincerely and prayerfully recognize the Bible to be the inspired, the infallible will of God, and recognize that only through it can any of us gain everlasting life. For the past few times, we have been studying the general topic, the religion of Christ is narrow. And under two basic headings, we have noted, first of all, that the religion of Christ is narrow because it excludes all who do not obey the gospel plan of salvation. That is, it excludes all who do not obey what the Bible teaches one must do in order to be saved. We are presently involved, and we've already spent at least a day or two on this, in that the religion of Christ is narrow because it excludes all of those who are unfaithful members of the church. The Bible makes clear that it isn't enough simply to become a Christian. One must then live his life for the Lord Jesus Christ. The first and greatest commandment of all is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second likened to it is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hangeth all the law and the prophets. You see, the bedrock principle is to love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And sometimes it happens that even those who are children of God are led back into the world because of the lust of the flesh, or the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life. And so the Bible excludes the unfaithful. We have pointed out that it excludes those who drift away, as is noted in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. It excludes all of those who fall asleep spiritually, as we've discussed from Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14. And it excludes all of those who fail to grow, who fail to add to their faith, virtue, knowledge, and so forth, as pointed out in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. Today I want to point out that it also excludes all those who are lukewarm. That is, lukewarm as members of the body of Christ. Now, in a sense, this has already been discussed in these other matters, but the Lord makes a special point of it in writing to the church in Laodicea. Turn with me, if you will, to Revelation chapter 3, and let us read beginning with verse 14. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So because thou art lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and have gotten riches, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art the wretched one, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold refined by fire, that thou mayest become rich, and white garments that thou mayest clothe thyself, and that the shame of thy nakedness be not made manifest, and eye salve to anoint thine eyes, that thou mayest see. You see, the Lord is making clear to the members of the church in Laodicea that because they were not really on fire for Christ, because he was not the most important thing in their lives, he would spew them out of their mouths, out of his mouth, if they did not repent. There's a passage very closely akin to that in the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, in which Jesus makes clear that if there is anything, any person, even one's own father and mother, or wife and children and brothers and sisters, even his own life, then he cannot be an acceptable disciple of the Lord. The Apostle Paul made clear, as recorded in Acts chapter 21 in verse 13, that in order to be acceptable in the sight of the Lord Jesus Christ, one must be willing not only to go to prison, but also to die. This is why the Lord said, as recorded in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life.